Make it faster for you?
It's like, how is this connected with me swimming through life? Like,
ooh, wow, very interesting. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you know, that's a great analogy for you. Okay. So I would offer you, have you done research of how long it takes a person to learn how to swim?
Right.
You could be way faster than you even know. But your mind already flips to not fast enough, not good enough, not quick enough. This is reflecting how I feel. It's not actually reflecting your journey in life. It's reflecting your belief about your journey in life.
Right.
Right? So if you don't have the research, I mean, how long does it take an adult to get over fear of water and swim? Longer than a kid. And so what's a normal criteria to measure yourself against? And it's going to be a big range. But that's what you want to look at before you start judging whether you're slow or fast, right? Compared to other human beings, other body forms in water, how am I doing? What's your instructor telling you?
Oh, no, I'm not a beginner. Like, I know a lot more than somebody else she was teaching.
So you hear how her mind, even though she's getting complimented and supported and guided and she's getting congratulated for being exceptionally good at it. Her mind just says, nope, I'm slow, just like my whole life. Right? It's not reflecting your life, it's reflecting your belief about your life. Hmm. Make better sense?
Hmm. And sometimes are the expectations you put on something. Maybe if you don't put so much expectations in the things you do,
and that's hard because the human mind is always going to look for what it knows. So your mind has a habit, a pattern, your neuroplasticity, the biggest groove there about it is, I'm always slow. Everything I want is too slow. I'm not getting it right fast enough, right? And so to get the human mind to shift with you, gather more information. Because you are in a human body. No matter what your spiritual journey, you agree to this human experience. And there are some things the bodies will do and some things they won't do. That's it. So you want to know. Because you might really be amazed and you could be impressed. If you really saw, yeah, that was just like the best example. If you really saw through a different filter who you are in your experience.
Could I just share something? I'm sure everybody knows that Dr. Wayne Dyer passed away on Saturday night. Mm-hmm. And I got a message from Hay House saying that they were going to make his movie called The Shift available free for 7 days. I watched it yesterday. It's a 2-hour movie. It was so profound because I'm making the shift.
You are.
And
isn't it cool?
It resonated with me. I mean, I used a box of Kleenex, and I've just been telling everybody because he left an amazing gift for us all.
And watching that movie gave your mind a way to frame what your experience is. And then instead of seeing it as I'm not there, you're like, wow, look at what's happening.
Oh, no, I am there. And
it's cool, isn't
it? So instead of doubting what I've been doing, I'm just going, I'm following the path that I was meant to be on, and I've stopped having the fear. I've just had acceptance, and he was just such an amazing, loving person.
So that movie's The Shift, and you can probably get it through Hay House?
Hay House, and it's the family have made it available free for 7 days.
Online.
Through Hay House. It is.
It's hard to find on the site. I looked all over the site and couldn't find it. So I could tell you the exact address of the movie free if you'd like, but I couldn't find it on the site. I had to have a friend tell me the exact address.
Well, if you give me your email, I'll forward the email
to
you.
Nick Orner.
And it would be my gift to you.
Yeah, Nick Orner should have it on his site.
He had a link to it, but I didn't push it yet. I'm procrastinating.
I'm pushing you.
Not really, but I had to say that.
I think that's where I went. actually, but I will forward it to everybody. But it's worth.
Can you forward it to Helen?
Yeah.
And I missed the name she said. Yeah. What did she say?
What did you say?
Wayne Dyer.
Oh, Wayne Dyer.
The shift.
Oh, the shift.
He transitioned, yeah. He was ready. He posted on his Facebook,
right.
I cut my pocket out of my suit because where I'm going next, I don't need to take anything with me. He did that a week before he transitioned.
Wow.